that there was 36 suppliers to the south and east of the village of Borosilly with an average of 6 cows, and they want a creamery in the village, naturally. Then again, in the north side, we have 25 to 30 suppliers with a bigger average of cows. They are supplying a Manchester company creamery at Corrabaha, willing to cooperate, but won't come any nearer than a quarter of a mile to the north of the village. So I don't see any chance of agreeing it at the moment. So Father Ryan seemed to intervene anyway, and some of the protests at this was some of the wives of the farmers didn't want the people coming through the village, didn't want their husbands coming through getting contaminated by pubs or whatever. They wanted to stay outside.
Now!
And there was also, I remember,
winkers.
The milk was being drawn that time by us in car, so distance was a huge relevant part of it. Because if every pitcher had to go, it was quite an ordeal and quite a lot of time consuming. So eventually, anyway, a site to the north of the village, was, which was previously a flour mill, was bought from her own at Cormac. And it was adjacent to a farm known as Millmount, owners at that time by John Stapleton. The agricultural society, economy and society around Borosilly was described